The Heskett, did we already do the ADP on that Heskett station for MDU?
We've done nothing on Heskett.
Don't we got a request for that?
We have that 88 megawatts, but we haven't done, we have to do the siting for the pipeline, but everything ADP is done.
Okay, all right.
Okay, let's come back in session, back from a recess, and we're going to advisory staff, or the commission, I guess we should say, is calling Mr. Sheldon, Scott Sheldon, as a witness. And I do need to swear you in. Mr. Sheldon, I have to ask you, have you been listening and heard the admonition I gave in regard to perjury?
I have.
Being advised of the penalty for perjury, do you promise to tell the truth in this matter being heard? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sackle, please.
Good morning. Would you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Scott Sheldon, S-H-E-L-D-O-N.
And Mr. Sheldon, could you tell us what your position is?
Position here at the Public Service Commission is Consumer Affairs Public Outreach Specialist.
And how long have you been in that position?
Almost 3 years.
And can you summarize your other work, relevant work experience and education, please?
Sure. Graduate with a business communications degree from the University of Mary, followed with 6 years of consumer affairs before landing here at the PSC.
Thank you. Now, have you been listening to the hearing this morning?
I have been.
So you're familiar with some of the questions that have come up about the potential customer credit?
Correct.
Do you have some thoughts about what you heard that you can share with us?
I can just tell you from the consumer affairs side, I do take numerous calls on outages. Seems like lately, especially in the West Fargo area, I do, you know, talk to the consumers. I take the complaints down. I place them into our public input consumer complaint file. NSP does a nice job of getting back to me with information about where the outage happened, how long it took. From my standpoint, I do a lot of listening to consumers, explain their outage, explains their history of outages, and just go through that process. From the PSC standpoint, my job is just to get information to NSP to let them know of consumer complaints.
Are you the first point of contact for consumers that are calling in?
Correct. Yep. I handle all complaints that come into the Public Service Commission.
So then you refer some out to some other staff members ever?
I do. I do refer, send some to Mike Diller. Mainly specifically about rates, how we came up with rates, how that comes to be.
Have you had any calls, any specific calls that you want to share with the commission related to the topic at hand today, the NSP's
Just recently,
liability?
I know I did receive one from the, I believe it was the Taco Bell in West Fargo, just very upset about outages that have been happening because of their machines that they use at the Taco Bell need to be cooled down and then started up again. And they'd had, she had stated they'd had three in the last month and a half and just talked about how that affects their business, especially over the noon hour. So, I mean, she had just said at one point during the conversation used, I am losing thousands of dollars.
Okay. I guess I have no further questions, but I'd offer the witness to others.
Thank you, Ms. Jeffcoat-Sackle. Mr. Simpson, do you have some questions of Mr. Sheldon?
I don't have any at this time, but I'd reserve the right to ask.
All right. I'll ask again if there's additional questions. Mr. Grumman, please.
No, Your Honor.
Thank you. Commissioner Fetch.
None.
Thank you. Commissioner Calk, please.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. Scott, were you listening to testimony before about the discussion about a $50 refund back to customers after a fourth outage occurs?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so do you have any, based on your experience, do you have any thoughts about whether offering a $50 credit back to a company or customers would be a good idea or a bad idea? Would it solve problems, create problems, based on your experience?
On my experience, I feel like any consumer would probably rather have them keep their $50 and not have the outages. Okay. So I think if there is a way to go, if you can keep all your $50 credits, just don't have the power go out. But if this is what we're going to do is do the $50 credit, I do see potential issues with, I did hear that it's the first three. So if you have three in 1 month, that fourth one, you're getting the credit. But that, if that's in February, if you have five more outages, and it doesn't matter the length of them or the cost it costs you, you're still getting $50. So there are going to be some people that possibly could be very upset going, I've had seven outages, I get $50. It's cost me thousands of dollars, where this person has four, they were out for a very short period of time, didn't wreck anything, they get $50. It reminds me a little bit of Excel issue we had with a while back with some things where we gave a credit.
How did that turn out when some of the credit was applied before? From your opinion?
From my opinion, I thought a lot of people took it. I think just wanted to kind of go, I'm okay with it. But there were some issues, and that was a fairly small group of people. And so that's where I'm concerned now that we have a larger group of people, there's going to be more issues possibly.
Okay, thank you. That was all that I had, Your Honor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Fetch.
Following up on that, Scott, excluding a business place that, you know, understandably might lose money from an outage, if you look at the average consumer, okay, residential customers, and the outage affects, you know, a significant area, so there's a lot of residential customers, mm-hmm. okay? Would your answer be the same about how they might respond to a potential credit?
I would say yes. I would say the residential customer, very similar to the business customer, would rather have the power on than have it go off and then get a $50 credit. I believe that the consumer just says, I just want power. If it goes out for any length of time, it's an inconvenience that I'm pretty sure that they would be willing to go, I'd give you $50 not to have this happen. I do have to say, from my standpoint, living in the Bismarck-Mandan area, I've had two outages in 6 years since I've lived here, and I guess I can't imagine. I got three kids, some things going on. I can't imagine having the power go out three times in 1 month for any amount of time.
So, would the calls about power outages in mm-hmm. Fargo mm-hmm. or Grand Forks or Minot area mostly come from residential consumers or from businesses? What are you getting?
I am getting a combination of both. I think it's about equal. The difference is that the residential ones are just annoyed. The business ones are upset,
okay.
Which is understandable.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fetch. Any further questions, Mr. Sheldon? Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, did you have any further questions?
No, I don't.
Mr. Simser?
No, I don't.
All right. Mr. Miller?
Your Honor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sheldon.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. Any other evidence to bring to the attention of the commission before we close this hearing, Mr. Simser?
We have nothing further at this time.
Mr. Grumman?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, you have nothing
else?
Nothing
further.
All right. Well, we need to talk about how we're going to close this. This is a bit unusual. I think...
Do you have to ask for the public to see if any of them want to participate?
There's only one person here, and she indicated...
Okay.
She indicated sure earlier...
I want to make sure they know out there in radio land that nobody else has entered the room.
Okay, we still have the one public participant who is not participating. But... you know, it would seem to me, and we can have some discussion about this, I suppose, but it seemed to me we should take some closing statements as opposed to closing arguments at this time, including from all of the council and from the commission. But it's every indication to me that there's going to be some discussion between staff and NSP and perhaps a stipulation for settlement of this proposal. That is going to have to occur, obviously, after this hearing. What enters my mind is, do we have to have some kind of timeline for that? Because if there is no stipulation for settlement, obviously the commission is going to have to decide what they're going to do with the proposal.
Your Honor, if I could, we've got a commission meeting this week, so what I was going to do is schedule a work session immediately on this. And it's such a thing that the commissioners sit down and we accept their proposal and it's done. I mean, that's in the realm of possibilities. So I think that's from my viewpoint is we'll schedule a work session right away. And if something develops between the parties before the work session, that's one thing. But we do need to have a work session on this.
Maybe we should have them weigh in on if that's going to be enough time for them. Mr. Simser? When are you talking about a work session? When? Next week?
We'll schedule one this week.
Okay.
But in the work session is the first chance for the three commissioners to talk about the actual settlement. And then I think oftentimes the discussion in a work session really helps the parties shape their future discussion because they really haven't heard from, well, they've heard from us today, but the work session we can really talk about where we're really at with what we think on the case.
So you're thinking you'd have that like fairly soon?
I would think within a couple of weeks we'd schedule that.
And then that might not be the end of it. I mean, I doubt it could be, but yeah.
Yeah, usually the work session just sets the stage for the next work session.
And then there might be discussions between staff and NSP after that, and then, okay.
In which case, that's a good idea to have it as soon as possible.
That's what I think.
Right.
The sooner we have it,
moving along.
Do we want to set some timelines after that for allowing staff and NSP to come up with a stipulation for settlement of this matter? Because, you know, like I said, eventually the commission's going to have to decide. And if there's no agreement between staff and NSP, you're still going to have to decide.
Absolutely.
If I may, Commissioner Clark, Commissioner Call, Commissioner Fetch, I think we have to balance two things. One, the need to have this approved or not approved in time for us to implement it in 2013. So that's sort of the far out date that we have to have in time. We also are going to need at least some amount of time to work with staff. It sounds like everybody's in agreement on the general contour, at least amongst the parties, we're in agreement on the general contours. And so we're really talking about how to quantify the Sadie score a little bit. I think if we had a couple of weeks, we can either know if we're there or we're not there. And so perhaps it makes sense for us to try to get an additional update, either a settlement or some letter saying we've hit stalemate or we think we have something we can present to you soon, and then, you know, have a work session sort of towards the end of October might create an ability to schedule it all and have it all done. But I'll defer to your judgment.
Sure. I think what Commissioner Koch is proposing is a work session within a couple of weeks, and then, but you seem to be proposing settlement discussions, then a work session.
Unless there's some direction.
I think there's dual paths here, Your Honor.
Yeah.
I think that we proceed as commissioners doing scheduling the work session. We have our discussion here.
Right.
And they proceed doing whatever they want to do.
How about this? Commission can schedule a work session.
We'll do that Thursday.
Supposedly, hopefully, within a couple of weeks. Then we give the parties, advocacy staff, and NSP a month in which to come to an agreement. If there's no agreement, then the commission schedules another work session and decides.
But there's still the right. We could have a work session and all agree that their proposal is valid.
Right.
And vote on it immediately. And
right. You could. Right. There wouldn't be any need for.
Yeah.
Right. But assuming that they're.
Sure.
Is that agreeable? So when the work session gets scheduled, then if the commission does not accept the proposal as is, or make some other decision based on advocacy staff's recommendation, then they will have 1 month between advocacy staff and NSP from the date of the commission's work session to come up with a stipulation for settlement. And if that doesn't occur, then the commission will decide. Does that sound acceptable?
Just have a question for whatever attorney wants to answer it. How does the notification work on this? That has become a challenge in the past where once we get, if the commission doesn't approve it the way it is now and something else is filed, then there becomes a lot of time comes into play for that has to be announced again. And
I think it depends on whether there's any new factual type issues.
So that may not be an issue, you're saying?
Whether there has to be another notice.
The public.
The settlement, yes. Okay. And I think that depends, I think, on the content of it So it is a question that has to be under consideration.
Mm-hmm. But it can't be decided here today.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, with that framework in mind, we'll take some closing statements, if you have any, and we'll start with the NSP.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Call, Commissioner Fetch. We very much appreciate the opportunity to come here and present to you what I think is a reasonable plan to accomplish the Commission's goals, to reasonably incentivize the company to achieve a level of excellence, and to reasonably provide a stick to the company to, on a customer level basis, to ensure that people have reliable service to the extent possible. Of course, 100% reliability is everybody's goal, but it's not necessarily always achievable. There are a lot of things out of our control, and things do happen. But we think we've proposed a reasonable outcome. We think advocacy staff is on board with that reasonable outcome, subject to finding that sweet spot with the numbers. And it is an art, and it's not a science. And we appreciate the opportunity to have some more time to see if we can find that sweet spot. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Simpson. Mr. Grubin, please.
Well, again, the ratepayers also welcome this opportunity. It hits two major issues, of course, that are always in our minds, rates and reliability. We feel that this 2% reduction is quite achievable. Our major concern is that if we don't put the company in a position, if we don't raise it to that level, it can go from less of an opportunity than perhaps a windfall if it's something that's so easily achievable. So if needed, we look forward to discussing this further with the company to meet these objectives. But again, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Grubin. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sackle, please.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Fetch, please.
Well, I'm going to look forward to, I think, a work session, because I do think that the commissioners, have some things that we need to talk about. And so I'm very much looking forward to that. And I thank you, company, for your testimony today. It helped to clarify, a lot of things for me. Advocacy staff, I also appreciate the testimony on behalf of the ratepayers. Very valuable. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Fetch. Commissioner Cog, please.
Just thank everyone for putting in the effort today. With Mark, good work getting your team together. And Dave, the good setup. And Zev and Lon and Pat, good questions. You two don't usually ask a lot of questions, so I was pleasantly surprised today when you had all those questions, which I think it just shows the complexity of the issue we're dealing with. I guess the only closing thoughts I had was you heard Mr. Sheldon's testimony about Taco Bell and all that, but, we're never going to get to 100%. And whenever I talk to companies out there, I tell them two things is, yes, we're working to improve reliability, and two, do you have backup generators? That we had a day when back 30 years ago, everybody had backup power. We've become so reliable that they've now hedged their monetary bet that they don't do backup power. So part of this is we've created our own challenges because we have such good reliability. So we're going to continue to push the generators and the surge suppressors and those kind of things, but I think we have to keep pushing the envelope on reliability. So we'll see how that shakes itself out. But just thanks again. I look forward to we'll have a work session and we'll move forward.
Thank you, Commissioner. All right. If there's nothing else to bring to the attention of the commission, it is 11:25. We'll close this hearing subject to the plan that we decided on.
Thank you, everyone.